Welcome to the mid-morning show on Vectis Radio. This is Kevin. I'm with you every Friday from 10 till 1. We're going straight into the chat, by the way, whether you like it or not, because a special guest, they're always special, aren't they, has just breezed into the studio. He looks a bit tired. Hello, Greg.
Morning, Kevin. I've got to be honest, I'm not liking this new time slot of yours. It used to be Monday afternoon. I used to be chilled out, start of the week, late morning, come in for a chat.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, I've been promoted, Greg, to mornings.
I know, you say promotion for me. It's I've got to come in early. I had to get out of bed today. It's terrible.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's promotion. Yeah. It's, yeah. Well, maybe. Anyway, Greg, you are up to something new again, aren't you?
I'm always up to something new.
I know you are. So what is it?
Well, this one's a bit different, actually, because this one is, well, first things first, for those people who know me around about the island, you'll have heard me talking about this an awful lot for the last year or so. But I got married a couple of months ago.
Yes.
To a fantastic, fantastic girl called Felicity. And a few months back now, we were sitting there talking and we were watching that fantastic Blue Planet TV series. Absolutely fantastic TV series. And there was this horrific scene dealing with plastics in the ocean and the effect particularly on whales. And we both got quite upset by this and we decided we wanted to do something about it. And, you know, when you look at a situation like that, there are so many different things you can do to try and help the oceans. You know, if you're a scientist, you can come up with some sort of new science. If you're an industrial leader, you can change the industrial process. If you're a millionaire, you can donate a whole load of money. Well, if you're a juggler for a living, your options are limited. And I said, well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We will come up with a show. We will create a show between us where we can create a show that we take into schools and teach people about how we can save the oceans, you know, be that dealing with a big public problem at the moment of plastic or the problem of sharks that are coming to the... There's a horrible article in the newspaper recently about sharks. This article in the newspaper, killer sharks coming to our shores.
Oh,
and it
yeah.
was this huge article about how these deadly sharks are coming to our shores. And, well, sharks kill at most 6 people a year. We kill about 1 million sharks each year, slightly more than that, I think. So, looking at that, the sharks are not the killers. But it was this big sensationalist headline. And so we invented Curious Aquatica. And we decided, as well as just doing the shows, we also want to make a direct difference. And so one of the things we are doing, which is why I'm here today, is we are going to be doing fundraising events. And we're actually raising money at the moment for the Marine Conservation Society UK, which is a fabulous charity that does loads of conservation work. And our actual target on this particular fundraising that we're doing at the moment is we're aiming to help them re-release what they call the Turtle Code, which is we're going to get a reprint of this document, which they hand out to shipping people, anyone involved in shipping, they hand out to tell them what to do if you find a sea turtle, and particularly what you should do if you find an injured sea turtle, because so many injured sea turtles, they get in so much trouble and people don't know what to do. And then any extra money we make is going to go towards organising litter picks and beach cleans and things like that.
Okay. Fantastic. And what's the event and where is it?
Okay, so this Sunday we're going to be at the Ventnor Botanic Gardens from about 12 o'clock. I'll be there from about 12 o'clock. I'm going to be down there with the stage tricycle. I'm going to be doing my usual nonsense, juggling, magic, having a bit of fun with people. But, you know, that first couple of hours is going to be fine. But then from about 2 o'clock, we will have an appearance from Fliss the Mermaid.
No.
Who is our real-life mermaid. She is going to be there. People can take photographs with her. They can have a chat with her. Now, I will warn you, having a chat with her is a bit difficult. She does come from the sea. She doesn't actually speak English. But she will try and have a conversation with you. And I translate wherever I can as well.
Okay. Will she be in that pond thing in front of the restaurant bit?
No, she's not actually going to be in the pond. She's actually going to be swimming up to the back stairs. We'll get her up the tunnel secretly. And then she's actually fine. Being mermaid, she's half human. So she's fine on land for several hours at least. And then we'll pop her back in the sea at the end of the day. I mean, she'd love to be in the studio with you today, but she's having so much fun swimming outside in the Medina. She's
On her bike.
That's it.
She's backstroke.
Swimming up and down. Occasionally she gets in the way of the chain ferry, but she's found that's not much of a problem lately.
No. Let's not go there. Let's not go there, Greg. We don't want satire on it. It's too early.
It's too early for satire. But yeah, so...
So Fliss the Mermaid.
Fliss the Mermaid.
Awesome.
And if you want to see a picture of Fliss the Mermaid, if you go to curiosaquatica.com, which is Curios Aquatica.com, You can see some pictures of Flister Mermaid. You can also actually click on the fundraising link on the top there. And if you can't make it to our actual event on Sunday, you can go there and you can pop some money in there as well. That all goes straight to the Marine Conservation Society UK to help them with their work. But if you are going to come along on Sunday, so we're going to be down there. They're doing their greatest showman event in the evening. They're showing a live film. And we thought, well, you know, P.T. Barnum, he had the Fiji Mermaid, he had circuses. So to have a day of me doing circus skills and have a mermaid there ties in beautifully with that. You just pay normal admission to the gardens to get in, and then you'll find us round by the pond area, and you will find us down there, and I will be performing as much as I possibly can all day. The mermaid will be there, Flister Mermaid will be there as much as she possibly can as well, and we're just going to have a couple of collecting tins, and we are going to try and fill those collecting tins as quickly as we can and make just as much money as we possibly can to help. You know, our mission that we've set out for ourselves is to save our seas through education and entertainment. We want you to come down, we want you to be entertained, we want you to have a fab time. But also, we want to make some money for the Marine Conservation Society and really just help the ocean as well.
Okay. Are you going to be juggling with the mermaid? Is that going to happen?
We have tried juggling with the mermaid. It happens now and again. I'm not going to guarantee we're going to be juggling with the mermaid, but we will probably attempt to juggle with the mermaid. Yeah. It all just depends what sort of mood she is. She can be in a cantankerous mood some days. Some days she seems far more interested in just throwing her juggling balls at my head than she does in actually juggling in any way, shape or form. Well, but, which is her right, you know.
But where did... there's a big serious side to all this, and, you know, I know you'll be providing some fantastic entertainment, but I'm just wondering where did the inspiration come from? Were you just affected, like all of us have been, by the recent coverage about the plastics? Is it as simple as that, or is there more to it than
Flick
that?
Flick has always been fascinated by the sea, and she's always been troubled. I mean, and also we are people, and especially since I've been with Flick, we are people who rescue animals. I so often will be driving along and I'll hear the phrase, "Greg, I need your jumper," and I'll know my jumper's going to be being taken to pick up a poor injured animal from the side of the road. At the moment, actually, on a lighter note, at the moment at home we have a baby sparrow. This baby sparrow was found in somebody's garden. It had fallen out of its nest. It was left there for 24 hours. You know, we didn't want to touch in case the family came back. You know, you've got to be so careful with these things. Eventually, we decided, look, there's nothing for it. It's either going to get attacked by a cat or we've got to take it into the house. We took it in. It's been being fed since then. It is now, just yesterday, it flew for the first time. It flew around the room. And now we're looking at getting ready. As soon as it starts eating on its own, we're getting ready to release it. And this is sort of the attitude that we have, and particularly one that Flick brings, is, you know, help animals. And she always has done. And so when we saw this image, and it's this one image from Blue Planet that really did it for us, there's this horrible moment, and, you know, just going to lower the tone, then we're going to get back to being funny. This horrible moment in that Blue Planet Series 2 documentary, and it is a whale, and she is still holding on to her baby whale, and that baby whale was actually poisoned because the mother had eaten microplastics, tiny little bits of plastic. Those had gone into the baby, and it had been killed, and that whale is just carrying on, still holding on to the baby whale after it's been killed by the plastics, and that is just plain wrong. That is something we need to fix as a society.
Yeah, okay, fantastic. It's all so tragic, isn't it? But on the lighter note then, so you are a complete workaholic, aren't you?
I wouldn't say I'm a complete workaholic,
You are, but I just don't know where your energy comes from. But tell us, just quickly before we finish, give yourself a bit of a plug, because you deserve it. You do an amazing range of things, don't you? So not only do you, I'm doing it for you now, but not only do you do the sort of street entertainment stuff, which includes such random things as juggling, escapology, telling bad jokes.
Firing a Lego man out of a cannon is the latest thing I'm doing.
Yeah. I think I remember that one from somewhere. Yeah. So tell us what else you do.
So, yeah, between doing sort of the street shows, and I'm all over the place. Next one on the island, come and see me at Ventnor Botanic Gardens on Sunday. Then following weekend, come and see me at the Isle of Wight Steam Show. I'll be there as well doing my usual nonsense. But do come Sunday, put some money into the tins for the... as well as that, we also have The Last Airship, which is my steampunk web series, featuring, of course, in episode one, the fantastic Kevin Wilson as Mr. Moore, the money man. I also write books. I'm writing a few more stories at the moment. And I have a podcast, a couple of podcasts myself. One is called Tales from the Road. If you go and check that one out, you can hear me talking about everything that goes on when I'm away on tour and different things like that. And the other one is called Condensed History Gems. And if you're fascinated by history and you want to hear a really, really clever historian talking with an idiot juggler about history, that is another podcast for you to check out. So we got, yeah, I do try and keep myself as busy as I can.
You do.
And yet at the same time, I do try and relax once in a while. I try and have a Friday morning lay-in and then somebody drags me in for an interview.
I like it. Okay. One more plug for Sunday then, Greg.
So Sunday, come along to the Ventnor Botanic Gardens. We're going to be there from about 12 o'clock. Fliss the Mermaid will be greeting people from 2 o'clock. It's normal entry prices to get in, and then all we're going to ask is just pop some money into our collecting tins at the bottom. We are going to have so much fun. Whenever you turn up, there'll be something going on. I'll be doing some magic. I'll be doing some juggling. Fliss will be there. And if you can't make it, then go to curiosaquatica.com, C-U-R-I-O-S, aquatica.com, and go to the fundraising tab and just pop some money in through there for the Marine Conservation Society UK.
Fantastic. Well done, Greg. Thanks for coming in again.
Thank you very much for having me again.
Yeah. See you soon.